Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I was hoping traffic. She announced herself as Potato Jones.
Don't do that to Gia.
I think I've stumbled into a great name, Potato Jones.
I like it.
Right?
I'm going to use it on my players.
I think I'm going to open a restaurant in Boca called Potato Jones.
Going to fail.
Will Manso is on the line. He is the sports director and sports anchor at Local 10 right here in Miami. Now, he's also the Miami Heat's pregame and postgame host on Fox Sports Sun during the Heat season. And we learned today that the American Airlines Arena will no longer be called the American Airlines Arena. What do you think about the Banger Center?
First of all, this is Potato Jones.
So there
I'm not
you
exactly
go!
Sure who are you think you're speaking to?
Potato Jones on the line. On the Potato Jones guest line.
On the guest line. And that question, I obviously have no idea. It's funny, I just got into work and I'd been running errands and doing stuff and then someone told me about it. So I didn't even know what was going on. That just broke today. And
I saw it broken by your news organization, Local
10. That's why I saw it, because of course I follow Local 10, you know, news on Twitter, and I saw it on there and I retweeted it and I said, oh, that's cool. But I don't know what's going on. I didn't know that they were even doing that or was in consideration. That one got by me.
You have any?
Well, you guys are coming up with names?
Yeah, I mean, just you know, I like the Banger Center. That place is a banger, and you know, who doesn't want to see some banging going on? And I think it's a lot of fun. But there's like, I don't know, what's that seasoning you like, Solana?
Sazón Completa, Will.
How about the Sazón Completa Arena?
I put that stuff in my food every time I cook.
Thank you. Oh, you made Solana feel so good.
Well, because you don't have to worry about, like, I'm always like a pinch of salt, a pinch of this, a pinch of that. Throw some Sazón Completa on it, and you're fine. You don't have to worry about anything else.
My guy, Will. Thank you.
A fancy name for Mrs. Dash, no?
Yeah.
Mrs. Dash is kind of plain, you know. Sazón Completa, that'll get you. It's got everything.
All right, fair enough. Look, Solana is celebrating back there. I mean, he has never been.
I'm not kidding either.
I know.
That and some mojo, and I'm fine. A little bit of that.
Now you're going to tell us you drink White Claw with that, and I mean, Solana's going to jump out the window.
No, I'll just have a Zima. I'm fine.
You know, Crowder loves Zima. This is no joke.
I love Zima.
Crowder loves
true story,
Zima.
My first job was at a baseball card store, and when I was like 16 years old, and my boss would, at every Friday when I'd close the store, he'd open up a pack of Zima. I'm like, what is this? What being an adult is about? You open up a Zima on a Friday night? And so when I got older and I could drink, I said, let me try this Zima. Yeah, never again. Never again. I'm good.
He loves it. Crowder loves Zima.
Oh, man. Still exists? Wait, Zima still exists?
They brought it back last year. I don't know if it's still, like, I don't know if it still lasted, but they brought it back last year.
I'll try it again. I'll try it again as like an adult now.
Yeah. Well, yeah, don't do it. I did that when they brought it back last year. It doesn't have the same lure as when you're 19 and you feel like you're sneaking up on something.
You think you're cool.
Yeah.
I'm like my boss. I'm cool on a Friday night drinking Zima.
Will Manso is with us. I saw our traffic reporter, Gia, walk into your side of the studio there, Alejandro. Will she refer to herself as Potato Jones in the next traffic update?
Tune in to find out.
Can you make sure, if she does so, that she does it on all the stations along our simulcast network?
Come on, Papa. You know how we do.
That's why I'm telling you on the air. I know how you do. That's why I'm asking you to make sure, if she is going to refer to herself as Potato Jones, it's along all stations down the network line. Will Manso, making the simulcast even better. Will Manso from Local 10. Okay, Hurricanes are 0-2. Mm-hmm. Dolphins are 0-1. We expected the Dolphins record. I don't know if we expected a 59-10 drubbing, but we expected the record. Did you expect the Canes to be 0-2?
I didn't. You know, and I am trying to be optimistic, and because on Saturday, like probably most Canes fans listening, I was frustrated. I was on Twitter going, this is unacceptable, I'm embarrassed, this stinks. You know, I mean, the emotion of the day and that game that you had. The Gators game, I wasn't that angry because I wanted them to not get embarrassed, especially against a team like Florida, and then you'd have to hear trash for years of, oh, we beat you by 30. It was a good game. It was poorly played at times, but it was entertaining. Last week was a game they should have won. I mean, they should have. They fell behind. There was no excuse to come out the way they did. And then once they regrouped, you figured, okay, they got this. And then the 4th and 17 and everything that happened was just a debacle. But when I look back on it now, I will say this. I'm trying to be a little more optimistic. There are things I like about this team, in particular on offense, Jaren Williams, Brevin Jordan. You see things that you like. You know, Cameron Harris. You see a real development of certain young players. Defensively, I'm a little worried because I think we're also starting to see guys that they lost a lot of quality players and quality depth from last year's team and the previous year's team to the NFL or graduation or whatever it may be. And these young guys, I just think, aren't there yet. I have faith in Manny. I think I'm not the kind that's going to jump ship on Manny 2 weeks in. I think we have to give it a little time. But I will say this. This five-game stretch of five straight home games, I mean, ideally, obviously, you want to win all five, but they need to just play better. And if they could somehow either win all five or get 4 out of 5 or get some positive momentum going to that second half of the schedule, you know, wherever it is that they're in the coastal race or go to a bowl, they need to do it. We need to see some steps forward with victories in these next 5 weeks.
And, Will, I'm not saying give up on him because it's two games in. You're 100% right. But Manny has had a tough little run, especially on Saturday with the play calling and then the timeout usage in the fourth quarter, especially on that last drive. Like, if you have some criticism of Manny right now?
I do, and I think it's fair. You know, I mean, I think when we praise him all offseason for all the things he's done in the offseason, the recruiting and the transfer portal and the energy, and, you know, everybody was praising Manny, and I thought deservedly so. I was on board that train too. You have to be able to also break down his coaching. And the one thing I did say to people when they say, Manny's the guy, we love Manny, is, hey, let's let him coach a game. I mean, coaching is different than having, you know, being a coordinator of one group, coaching an entire team, worried, like you said, Channing, worried about timeout usage, when to take a timeout, when to go for it, when to go for a field goal. All those things are things that all at once came at Manny in that second game against North Carolina, and I think you saw a couple areas where he probably made the wrong decision or things weren't handled in the best way. Time management's a big part of that. Now, I will say this. Like a player, like a Jaren Williams, like a young player that's growing and learning, I think that'll come with time. I think Manny's the kind that a guy that'll learn from it. But right now, it hasn't been the best start for him, not just as far as the wins and losses, but as his decisions and some key moments that probably could have helped the Canes win the game or have a better chance to win one of those first two games.
Potato Jones from Local 10 is with us. What's your gut telling you about the crowd Saturday for UM and Bethune-Cookman?
You know, even honestly, guys, even if they had won one or both of those games, it's tough on you guys know how it is. And this isn't me making excuses. This is just a fact of life. The Canes have a tough time getting crowds against lesser opponents, especially a 4 o'clock game in 90-degree weather and 90% humidity. I mean, I would think it's a good crowd, and I would hope that people aren't jumping ship and abandoning this team just because of a rough start. They need your support. I think it's the same with the Dolphins. I take no satisfaction in seeing the teams that we cover and the teams that we root for be an embarrassment and have 50,000 empty seats or 30,000 empty seats. Or, like, I don't like watching a Marlins game and hearing conversations on the field on TV because there's 1,000 people there. You know, I would hope that people go out and support, but I think we kind of know the way it is. They'll probably get 40,000, you know, of the diehard type fans that'll be out there. Hopefully more, maybe it's closer to 50. But I think this team needs to start winning some games now. Win these two games that you have coming up that look very easy on paper, and then once you get into those Virginia Techs and Virginias and those kind of ACC games, they have to win those games, guys. They've got to keep that energy because if they're a 3-3 team, that kind of team, if, you know, 4-4, I just don't think the passion will be there from fans throughout the season, unfortunately.
Will Manso from Local 10 is with us. You mentioned the Dolphins there. Is there anything that you could take away from Dolphins game one, or is this nothing more than, hey, trust the process, not to use the 76ers slogan, but is it nothing more than trust the process?
I mean, it's trust the process, but you said it in the beginning when you were talking about what we were going to discuss. I was surprised they were that bad. And part of me is hopeful that they're really not that bad. Like, I thought the Dolphins were a 3-4 win team entering the season. You watch them play on Sunday against a quality team, but I don't think you could say the Ravens are an elite team. They're a very good team. They're a playoff contender. Who knows? Maybe they do make a run. But the disparity in talent, the difference in talent when you looked at it on the field, it didn't look like an NFL game. And the fact that that was the first time this offseason and into the season where I felt, oh, my God, this team may be lucky to win a game. Like, they don't look like a team that could even win a game. And I know they probably will. They'll probably win a couple. But I didn't see anything, you know, to get excited about other than if you're on board with the tank, which I've said all along I am, hey, rebuild, get this right, go get a quarterback, go get a top pick. This team is not going to screw up the tank, guys. This team is going to be bad. I mean, those that thought, oh, Ryan Fitzpatrick may screw up the tank, he's not screwing up anything. This is going to be one of the worst teams in the NFL, if not the worst, when it's all said and done.
And, Will, they took that ass-whooping Sunday, and we are assuming they're going to take another ass-whooping this Sunday. If they continue to get beat, not just beat, though, Will, I'm talking about 40, 50 points beat.
Yeah.
Shouldn't that speed up the Rosen starting process? They can't stick to the plan if you're losing by 30-plus.
I'm with you, Channing. I would have done the Rosen starting process before, and I think we talked about that in the preseason, you know, yeah, on the show. I think they should have just gone with him. You got him. This is, I don't want to say a wasted year, because it's not a waste. It's never a waste. You want to develop guys, and there are young guys. Look, I love Jerome Baker. Obviously, Xavier Howard's a special player. I love certain guys on this team that I do think have a part of the future. When you made the move to get Rosen, you weren't saying he's definitely part of your future, but I think you were saying, I'm intrigued to see if he is, and whether it's as a veteran starter next year, as a fill-in while a young player gets ready, or as a veteran backup on the cheap, I think you got to see him play. And I think there's, what do you have to lose? Now, I will say this, though. Anyone who thought that you're going to get a lot from Rosen or Fitzpatrick, I think it's pretty clear. It really doesn't matter who they play at quarterback, guys. They're running for their lives. They have 2 seconds to throw. They're going to likely be playing from behind, which then takes away your running game. I mean, this is not an ideal situation for quarterback, whether it's Rosen, Fitzpatrick, I don't care who it is. But I would like to at least see Rosen go out there, make his mistakes, learn, and see where you're at the end of the year on whether he's a guy you keep in some way toward the future.
They're getting 19 points on Sunday. Ooh. Would you take the points, or would you lay the points with New England?
Oh, I think New England's going to win by 3-plus touchdowns. Someone texted me right after the line came out. I think it was 14.5.
14.5 when it came out.
I always defer to Vegas. I'm not a gambler. But I thought to myself, did they watch any of these games? How could it be 14.5? Now, look, maybe the Patriots, they have struggled here. Maybe in the heat, they don't play that well, and they struggle a bit. And it's one of those, you know, 27-17 type games or something, maybe. But if the Patriots come in and with any kind of focus, the way they play and with the talent they have, they should just put their foot down and win this game by 3-plus touchdowns. I don't see any reason why they shouldn't. Then again, they're dealing with all this crap, you know, all this stuff going on off the field now this week, and, you know, who knows what's going to happen if that's a distraction. They normally handle that stuff well. But, yeah, I would say the Patriots are going to win by more than 19. I mean, this is not – on paper, this matchup is pretty lopsided.
And we're along that same line of thought you were talking about with the quarterback evaluation. Are we ever going to find out what kind of coach Brian Flores is, you know, coaching this roster?
Yeah, Chen, I've been saying this now for a couple of weeks, and I feel bad saying it because it sounds so stupid, because Brian Flores will tell you he has one of the elite jobs, right? He has one of the dream jobs, the 32 jobs, one of them. You work all your life to get it, so I can't say I feel sorry for him. That's kind of a weird thing to say. But I do. I think it's unfortunate that after all the work, and we all know his backstory and all the stuff that he's put in to get this opportunity, and how unlikely it is the road he took to get this opportunity, that his first job is this. Having to deal with this. Now, I sense, and he was asked about it in the last week, that he understood what he was getting into. It's not like he was blindsided that he thought he had a Super Bowl contender and a team that was going to go out and make big trades and spend money, but I'm not sure that even he imagined it would be this bad, and it's hard to judge a guy. Like I said, when you have two rosters every week where you're always going to be the roster that just talent-wise is not there, I know a coach's job is to get the most out of his players, but Channing, you played in the league, you know what it is. It's a talent league. Coaches can get a lot out of you, but if the other team has these kind of players and you don't, more often than not, you're going to lose games. And it's tough mentally for Flores to keep with the guys, and it's tough physically for the guys to keep up with. But I do feel for him, and I really hope this is not a Steve Wilks type of situation, or a type of situation where a coach just gets a year and the team is so bad that they're like, oh, it's the coach, he couldn't handle it, and move on. I hope he gets a fair chance to get this right in this rebuild and to see what kind of coach he is.
Yeah, Will, in that 07 year against the Patriots, there was some offense they came out in, and it ended up me covering Randy Moss, and there was no coach in the world that was going to teach me how to cover Randy Moss, so I'm with you.
You mean they couldn't have talked you into figuring out how to cover Randy Moss?
Bring Vince Lombardi back, and that was going to be a win for the Patriots.
If they can't rush the pass, if they can't get to Tom Brady, what's the one way that you've been able to beat Tom Brady, not just the Dolphins but other teams, is you got to pressure him, right? I mean, where's the pressure coming from with the Dolphins? They don't have a pass rush right now. They don't seem to be the type of team that's going to have pressure. If you let Brady all day back there, they're going to pick him apart.
Charles,
I mean, it's just
Harris
going to
eat on Sunday.
He wasn't hungry last Sunday.
He's hungry. Will Manso, Local 10, thank you for making time for us. And if you hear anything from the Heat, because we know that you've got a direct line to Pat Riley and his office, if you hear anything about the arena name, yeah, let us know.
I would guess that they're going to have some sort of comment at some point soon, given that the story broke today.
I just want to know who it's going to be. I want to know what the next arena is going to be. This is always a very...
What's the nickname we can give it and how we can shorten it and make it fun?
Just text Pat Riley Banger Center with a question
hold on
mark.
Right there. Banger Center. I'm doing it right now. Love Potato Jones. Yeah. Hold on. I'm texting him right now.
See you, Will.
See you, guys.
Will Manso there from Local 10. Do you think that Gia in the upcoming traffic report, Alejandro, will be referring to herself as Potato Jones?
She may or may not doing it.
So you're saying there's a chance.
Yes.
All right. Is there traffic in the next commercial break?
There is.
What about Sweet Potato Jones?
Obviously, when we try to broaden our demographic, sure.
We're going to have a little more swag than Potato Jones, I'll tell you that much.
And then when you hear from Yams Henderson.
Yams Cunningham. I don't fool with you.
And then, of course, for the Boca crowd, Potato Latka Goldberg. I don't know.
I'm laughing at a joke I heard earlier.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. O'Reilly
Auto Parts.